The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen, but so that the scripture might be fulfilled. The one who ate my food has raised his hand against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am." Amen. Amen. I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord. Now, for a moment, let's just look very briefly at the feast day we celebrate today, St. Catherine of Siena. Not in this country, but in Europe, it's a feast day, so she's one of the major saints in Europe, and actually she's one of the co-patronesses of Europe. Catherine was an extraordinary woman, and I should say an extraordinary young woman. She was born in the year 1347, and she died in the year 1370. So if you do a quick mental arithmetic, she was only how old when she died? She was only 33. But in her life, she achieved so much. As a very young woman, she felt very close to God. She wanted to leave home and become a sort of a recluse or a hermit. But her parents forbade her, more or less locked her up and set her to do very menial tasks. And so for 2 or 3 years as a young teenager or in her later teenage years, she was more or less a slave in her own house. But then eventually she felt a calling and she left. And then she took on all kinds of people. She began writing to people who were in power, the government officials, and she even took on the Pope at the time. Now, if you remember, she's only in her early 20s, and she took on the Pope. And at this time, the Pope was not living in Rome. He was living in France, in Vienna, and there was a bit dispute going on. And she said, "You better get back to Rome, where you belong." And strange to say, he did. She was a very powerful young woman. And then there was a lot of the priests at the time, you won't be surprised to hear, doing all kinds of strange things and not living their vocation as they should be. And so she tackled the Pope about this. And she said, "You need to sort out the priests." You know, so maybe we could deal with Catherine Siena back again. And she then wrote many books and many inspiring letters. And one of my really quotations from Catherine of Siena that you'll have heard me use many, many times is, she said, "It's heaven all the ways to heaven and it's hell all the ways to hell. In other words, heaven and hell do not begin when we die. It's not in the afterworld. We make our own hell. And so that fits in with the gospel this morning. Jesus is talking about I am and those who follow him. And if you try to follow Jesus in your everyday life, how do you do that? Just by, you know, living in love and harmony and peace, having peace in your own heart and joy. And people see that. You don't have to preach. That's what Catherine of Siena was talking about. And if you're that kind of a person, you're in heaven. Your life is heaven. If, on the other hand, you're living a bad life, really bad life, and you're cheating and stealing and into fraud and deception and lying and all kinds of things, you're not a happy person. You're living a life of hell. And you try to escape from that. And you go on, you think alcohol or pills or drugs will help you. And so it becomes more of a hell. So you can see that. What a wise saying it was from a young woman. It's heaven all the ways to heaven, and it's hell all the ways to hell.